now, there are a lot of people out there saying that America's bad, it's evil. I'm not going to use the words I want to use, but it's not true. Right? It's not true. Is America perfect? Absolutely not. Have we made a lot of mistakes? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what America is? It's us. Let me just say that again. America is us. All of us. Every one of us. Right? I celebrate the fact that I'm in America, that I live in America, that I was born in America. Many of you, and like me, have been to other countries, and you come back and you just, it's almost that feeling you want to kiss the tarmac because of how blessed we are. Amen? But I was thinking a few years ago, you know, the God Bless America song came up in my heart, and I said, you know what? God, we need to bless you again. We need to bless God again. We need to put Him in His proper place, amen? And in our hearts, just bless Him. Glory to God. Turning your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. I want to talk to you about freedom today. But not necessarily freedom in our country. How many know that I was born in America, I'm an American citizen, but America's not my home? Right? Come on. I love my country. I think I'm a patriot. Some might disagree, but that I'm a patriot. But really, my allegiance is to Him. Come on. It's to Him. Glory to God. And while you're turning there, it's really interesting because, you know, when the pilgrims came over and landed at Plymouth Rock, they weren't necessarily looking to form a country. They were just looking for a place that they could freely worship God in the way that they wanted to, because where they came from, if you didn't worship God the way that the government told you to worship God, you were an outcast. And so they put up with a lot. Think about what they had to do to come over here. First of all, they had to leave what was ever familiar. They had to get in a boat. And it wasn't, you know, it was a big boat, but it wasn't a huge boat. They didn't know for sure that they'd make it all the way to the other side. Some of them might even thought they'd fall off the edge. But the reality is that when they got here, they had to build everything, right? But they paid that price so that they could freely worship God. And one of the greatest things about America is we get to do this. I said, we get to do this. Come on. We get to worship God the way we feel like God wants us to worship Him. Glory to God. And it's so good that we have that freedom. Sometimes, though, freedom you take for granted. And so you don't really appreciate the freedom that you have. Amen? But this morning, I want to talk to you about a different freedom. A freedom that's been granted to you, but a freedom that you can take for granted. A freedom that you may not participate in, right? A freedom if you're unaware of, you'll not use. But God paid the price for you to be free. There's a lot of people in this room who served in the military, and there's a lot of people that we know all over the world that served in the military. Some died on different shores just so that we could be free. Come on. And there are some people who stood up for freedom when not everybody wanted to give them freedom. Right? Rosa Parks rode a bus. And she said, I'm not taking it anymore. I was emancipated by Abraham Lincoln, and I'm not sitting in the back of the bus. I have a right to be free. Right? And she paid the price. Glory to God. And we're still working on it. We're still working at it. But we're free in Jesus' name. I said, you're free in Jesus' name. And you have a you have a document that is absolutely your Emancipation Proclamation. It's in your hand. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Like I said, we're not a perfect country, but we're pretty good. And I'm not going to get on this soapbox, but I could. But the reality that did you know that a lot of things that other people tell you that you can't do or can't have limits you from what your potential is? In other words, if somebody says you can't do something, you've got to be the person that says, I don't care what you say. And I don't care what it takes. I'm going to do what God has purposed in my heart to do. And I'm going to work at it and fight at it. And if I have to work twice as hard as you, I'm going to get where I need to be no matter what you say. Nobody can hold us back. Let me say that again. Nobody can hold you back. Nobody can hold you back because God has blessed you and given you promises. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you don't have enough money and you'll never get the money because you never had money. Shut up. If God put it in me, He'll give me what I need in Jesus' name. We got to begin to dream again. We got to begin to hope again. We got to begin to see ourselves differently because God has paid a big price for us to have what He's given us. Verse 1 of Galatians chapter 5, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." You know, this indicates a lot to me. It says to me that I have freedom and it's mine, but freedom might not necessarily be something that will be with me unless I stand against things that are trying to take it away from me. In other words, He's freed me, but the enemy might try to come in and say, not so much. That applies to somebody else, but it doesn't apply to you. Jesus paid the price for that, and you got saved, and you had that when you first got saved, but you and I both know how much you've messed up since you've been saved, so you've lost that freedom, and that freedom can't be yours. I'm telling you, that's a lie. Because He who is faithful and just will forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness associated with that sin. What does that mean? All means all. That's absolutely right. But I'm not just forgiven. That'd be great. But I'm cleansed. I'm cleansed. I'm cleansed. And you know when He cleans, He's Mr. Clean. Now, some of us grew up in an era where there was a commercial that you had your kitchen or whatever, and it was all dirty, but this guy came in with a white suit. He was called Mr. Clean, and all of a sudden, everything sparkled. So when God removes your sin from you, He's Mr. Clean where you're concerned. Oh, glory to God. So when the enemy starts to bring condemnation to you, you just have to say, nope, I'm going to stand fast in the freedom or the liberty that God has called me to be in. Whew, glory to God. Mr. Clean. Hallelujah. We've been set free so that we can be free. Now watch this. Freedom is not a physical status or a political status, but is a spirit and a soul status. What do I mean? I know people, men that I've talked to, that were in prison, that got saved in prison. I'm thinking about Ronnie, and Ronnie, who's with the Lord now, he got saved, I think it was at Pierce County Jail, when he was going away for a long time, because Jesus came and visited him in his cell. Let me say that again. Jesus came and visited him in his cell. He got gloriously saved. Gloriously saved. And he said to me, if he said it once, he said it 50 times to me. He said, I felt more free in jail than I do out here. Why? Because there were things coming against the freedom of peace and joy and love on the inside, that he was in a disciplined situation where he couldn't do a lot of things, so he just worshiped God all the time. He was known as the preacher at McNeil Island because he ministered. Come on. So you might be in a situation where you don't feel free, but I'm telling you, in your spirit, you're already free. Because your spirit is made new with God, and the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, right? But our soul, we can remain free if we'll keep our mind renewed to what God has given to us and not be bound by the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Now, sometimes we feel like it would be better if I lived in a cave all by myself. But then I could have peace. And what you've just said is my peace is conditioned by what somebody else does. What you've just said is my freedom is conditioned on who's around me. And Paul said, no, stand fast in the liberty that I've given you, the freedom that I've given you, because there's things that are going to, you wouldn't have to stand fast if there weren't things that were going to assail against you. And sometimes, have you ever watched those hurricanes? It's really funny, the hurricanes. They come in, the hurricanes aren't funny, but you have this reporter out there. And there's gale force winds coming, and he's with the microphone leaning against the wind, trying to get the shot and show how fierce the storm is. Well, sometimes that's how life feels. But we have to remain planted on the rock and say that my freedom is dependent upon what Jesus has said, what Jesus has done. I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. And the fruit that I bear is not based on me, but it's the Spirit of God working in me. But we have to stand fast. You have to stand fast. But here's another indication of that. If you don't stand fast, it'll overtake you. Life will overtake you. I said, life will overtake you. How many feel overtaken? Yeah, amen. There's and at different times in life, and we need reminders that, wait a minute, He's already set me free. I do not have to stand and allow the enemy to overtake me. Look at verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Liberty, freedom, same thing. Who's been called to freedom? Who's been called to freedom? Come on. Say this with me. I am called to freedom. So if you're in bondage, you're outside of your calling. Let me say that again. If you're feeling bondage, oppression, anything that the enemy would try to steal the joy that God has, you're outside of it. So you have to stand in the liberty to which you're called. How do you do that? Come on, how do you do that? You trust? Absolutely. But you speak against the storm. You remind yourself and you let come out of your heart and out of your mouth what Jesus has produced in you. We're going to get to the verse, but in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. How many are in Christ Jesus? So how much condemnation do you have? How many feel condemned? How many hear the voice of condemnation? How many have people who are condemning you? What do you have to do? I want you to all repeat this after me. Ping. Say it one more time. Ping. What's that? That's the sound of condemnation coming to you but bouncing off of you. Ping. Come on. Why? Because I'm standing in the freedom that He has given to me. Oh, glory to God. And you can't affect my freedom unless I give you power over me. You can do things to my body. You could even put me in prison. Hello? You could even try to torment me, but if I'll keep my mind and my heart where it needs to be, you can't steal what God has given me. Oh, glory to God. You've been called to liberty, but don't use the liberty as an opportunity of the flesh, but through love serve one another. Your love walk is absolutely tied to your liberty. If you refuse to walk in love, you can't walk in liberty. So your love walk in loving one another is not just for the other person, it's for you. Whoo, glory to God. I think about everything that God's done for me. I think about how He loves me. I think about how He forgives me. And I say to myself, how could I hold anything against anybody else, even though some people have done some really stupid things toward me and to you? And we don't deny that. And we don't even say that that doesn't hurt. But He has set us free. Come on. He set us free. But we have to stand in that liberty. So when the thoughts come of revenge, of bitterness, of jealousy, of whatever, we have to stand and say, nope, that doesn't belong to me. Because I'm a child of the Most High God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What's He set us free from? You have to find it in the book. And then you have to stand on it. So even though in the physical or the political or the situational things, I don't feel very free right now, I can rejoice in the fact that He who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's me. And that's you. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Come on. How many always love your neighbor? How many always want to love your neighbor? How many want to love your neighbor with a brick? There are times, man, people irritate us. And let me just give you a clue. They don't always irritate you because you're right. Sometimes they irritate you because you're wrong. And God's trying to get through to you, right? But whether they irritate you or not, you have to continue to stand in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Is your back hurting you? Is that what's going on? What? Well, come here. Come here. No, it's all right. It's all right. I feel impressed to the Lord to do this. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank You for Your anointing right now on Janine. I thank You for Your anointing right now on Janine. Lord, You freed Janine from this pain. You've freed her. And so when I lay hands on her, Lord, Your power from heaven is going to come on her. And Father, this will leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I just declare the power of God right now in the name of Jesus, be free. Freedom! Freedom! Freedom reigns in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right there, right now, right now. Right now. In Jesus, Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whew. Amen. 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 Come on. God is good. He's good. He's good. Yeah. Glory to God. Go to Romans chapter 6. Am I free? I'm free. Do I always act free? Not all the time. But I need to remind myself and stand in the freedom that He's given to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Romans chapter 6. It's so good. I love it when we get to places like Romans chapter 12 where it says, "Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." And somebody said this, anytime you see the word "therefore," find out what it's there for. Right? So when he says "therefore," and "therefore" means everything I've said up to this point indicates why you should do what I'm telling you to do in a minute. So that means Romans chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Right? So, therefore. So when we read through Romans, we find out what the "therefore" is there for. But we're talking about freedom this morning. And look at verse 17. Romans chapter 6 and verse 17. It says, But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered to you, and having been set free from sin, you become slaves to righteousness. Remember, we're standing in the freedom that He's produced in us. I was a slave to sin. That meant that my heart was in a situation where sin was just a byproduct of who I was because of the nature that was in me. But when I became born again, my nature changed. I became a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He who knew no sin became sin for me, that I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not trying to get righteous. I am righteous. Because Jesus took my unrighteousness. But watch this. Having been set free from sin, you became slaves to righteousness. So listen, any sin, I hope you can get this, any sin that you feel like is just part of who you are is a lie. And yet we make excuses for it. We try to deny it. We try to blame other people for it instead of standing in the freedom that's ours. How do you do that? You speak to yourself. You talk to yourself. You say, "Self, that sin is not any longer who you are. And I refuse to be known by that sin. Because I'm no longer a slave to sin, but I am a slave to righteousness." What does that mean? I have put myself under the hand of Almighty God. I'm His whom I serve, and I'm His to command. See, part of denying yourself is denying who you were so that you can take on who you've become. Hallelujah! I'm standing. I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free from sin in Jesus' name. But then you keep on sinning. What you're just enforcing. You're just getting on the inside of you who you really are. Come on. Sometimes it takes a few minutes, a few months, maybe even a few years to erase the picture that was, to put inside of it the picture that God has for you. And that's where the standing is. No, bless God in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I believe that I'm free. Free, free, free. Look at verse 18. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. And I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. Just as you presented yourself members as slaves of uncleanliness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for holiness. Well, what does that mean? Instead of meditating on the wrong things, begin to meditate on the right things. I will tell you that praise is a weapon that you can use to establish holiness in your life. How do you do that? The next time you want to sin, and I don't want to put any particular one out there, but whenever you do, say, well, thank you, Lord, for this anger. Thank you, Lord, for this jealousy. I want to praise you, Lord, right now for this lust. You go, that doesn't even sound right. But if you'll praise God in the middle of, even if you've fallen, praise Him in the middle of what you're doing, deliverance is on its way. It changes it. Come on. So praise is your weapon. Come on. Present yourself as members of slaves to righteousness. You know who I am? I'm a slave to righteousness. I love righteousness. I love holiness. I walk in holiness. I'm not declaring to you that I'm better than you. I'm declaring to me who He's made me to be. In other words, I'm not even talking to you. I'm standing in the freedom that He's given to me. Come on, come on. This is who I am. I am not who the devil tells me am. I'm not who the doctor tells me am. I'm not who the psychiatrist tells me that I am. I'm not what my brother tells me who I am. I'm not what my teacher told me that I'm not what one group of people tell me that I am. I am who He says I am. And I'm a slave to righteousness. I love righteousness. I walk in righteousness. And He's made me holy, so I'm walking in that holiness. Verse 20, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then of the things which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Isn't that true? Come on. Any sin that you're involved with will rob, steal, kill, you know, destroy from you. It's like, that's stupid. That's stupid. Come on. And I'm telling you that you're already free from that, so you don't have to walk in that anymore. Come on, I'm dealing with some things in my own life. It's like, no, I've already been freed from that. I do not need to be that anymore. One of my addictions is sugar. Oh, just smile and look up here and look at me, right? Well, and it's like, no, I will not allow this to control me anymore. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I'm going to stand in the freedom that I have. Sugar, you have no right to control me. See, sometimes emotional eating is nothing more than a craving for sugar or something else. And it's like, no, I'm no longer. Why? Because I'm a slave to Him. Come on. The Spirit of God is how I'm led, not by my flesh. Glory to God. Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you hear that, what do you hear? Happy birthday, Shelley. You can't get away with anything around here. Watch this. Watch this. Listen to this. What do you hear? Most people hear, yep, I'm going to heaven. Right? I have eternal life. I'm going to heaven. Aren't you glad that you are? I'm glad I am. But I don't have eternal life when my body dies. I have eternal life right now. What does that mean? I have the life of God on the inside of me right now. Right? The wages of sin is death, but the gift that's through Jesus Christ is eternal life. I have everything on the inside of me to put me over in life. He's made me more than a victor. I'm no longer a victim. I'm victorious in Christ Jesus. Yeah, but I don't feel victorious. Well, stand in the promise that you have. Come on. How many are living in a condition that the world says that because of this or because of this, this is just all you're going to have? That's all it's ever going to be. Huh? God is a much bigger and better Father than that. Glory to God. I'm standing on the Word of God. Somebody said, well, you know, you're just not smart enough. You're just not this enough. You're just not... I thank you for your opinion. I'll kindly ask you to keep it to yourself. Because here's the opinion that I want. Right? We live in a place and we live in a country with all the advertisement coming at us telling us that we're not enough. Telling us that we don't fit into the beautiful, perfect mold. Right? And if you watch that, what are you hearing? You're hearing, I'm not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not enough. I'm just not accepted. I'm not, if I only had this, if I only had that, if I only had more money, if I only had this. Come on. And the reality is all of that's a lie. Why? Because who I am is who He's made me to be. And I have eternal life living on the inside of me. I've got the power of God living on the inside of me. And you might not accept me, friend, but I'm not bound by your acceptance because I've been accepted in the Beloved already. Right? I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb already. So I don't need your approval. I would like you to like me, but if you don't, that's your deal, not mine. I'm standing in the freedom that comes in Christ Jesus. Whoo, glory to God. I've been made free. I've been made free. Can we be free and yet still oppressed? Yes, no, yes, no. I will say that we can live in oppressive state. In other words, people have trying to oppress us all around. But when we find out who we are in Christ Jesus, we'll never be oppressed another day in our life. Even if we're in prison. Come on. Even if they take everything away from us. Even if they say, listen, you can no longer meet as a church because you're a hate group now. That's oppression, but thank you for your thing. But listen, on Tuesday we'll be meeting at this address. Right? Don't you know, God will show us how to do it. Did you know in communist Russia before the Iron Curtain fell that there was an underground church? There was always a church that were loyal to God. And you know how they would meet? Often it was secretive. And sometimes it was they had to pray to find out the address. They would pray. God would say, go to such and such place and meet in such and such place. And God is still on the throne. So can you live in an oppressive state and not be oppressed? Yes. But it's by standing in the freedom. Now let's look. Let's look real quickly at the pathway to freedom. Not only the pathway to freedom, but the pathway to maintain freedom. How many have ever, you know, been up in a prayer line, the power of God is moving, and you get touched by God, you know you've been touched by God. And you walk out, you feel, man, I'm free. And then Monday comes. And then Tuesday comes. Or Wednesday comes, or 10 days go by, and all of a sudden, I thought I was, but I guess I wasn't. Right? It is called faith. But watch this now. Watch this now. Go to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Did you know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? I spoke on this not too long ago. But faith doesn't come by what you heard. Faith comes by what you're hearing. What I mean by that is, you said, well, I heard that scripture 10 years ago. I heard that scripture 20 years ago. I heard that teaching 5 years ago. I heard Pastor teach on the same thing 15 years ago. Well, faith doesn't come by what you heard 15 years ago. Faith comes by what you're hearing right now. Not by what you heard, but what you hear. Glory to God. Present tense. John chapter 8, and let's go to verse 30. As he spoke these words, Jesus, many believed in him. Glory to God. Now listen, first of all, if you've got a pencil or whatever, or just in your mind, underline or circle the word believed. It says, when he spoke these words, many, everybody say many, believed. So there were many believers. You got that? Many believers. We're talking about freedom. Verse 31. Then Jesus said to those who believed him, many believers, he was talking to believers now. He said, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. So there were believers that he wanted to qualify as disciples. So we have to determine in ourselves, am I going to be a believer or am I going to be a disciple? Now, what's a disciple? It's a disciplined follower of Christ, or one who follows the discipline that he puts out. So if I'm a disciple of Christ, I made a determination that I'm going to do what he says to do. That's another word of saying that I'm going to take the word and make it first place in my life. It's my final authority. It's the final absolute opinion that I'm going to stand on. I might have people that love me, that give me their opinion, want to give me their opinion. But when it comes between your opinion and his opinion works. Why? Because I'm his disciple. Come on. There are many who believe, but there aren't as many disciples. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to just continue to be a believer? Or do I want to be a disciple? You're going to see in a minute that the disciples get things that believers don't. Come on. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we want to be free, we have to know the truth, but we won't know the truth unless we're a disciple. And we won't be a disciple unless we abide in the word. What does abide mean? It means to live in. Yeah, I read the Bible. But you see, reading the Bible is not abiding in the Bible. Meditating, concentrating on, being ruled by, allowing it to move your steps around, allowing that to be your final choice is what abiding in the word means. Said to Joshua, he said, listen, Joshua, meditate in my word day and night. Then you'll have good success. What does that mean? Meditate there in the Hebrew means to mutter. What does that mean? Talk to yourself constantly about what the word says. So when you're in the midst of a temptation, you're muttering the word of God to fight that temptation. When you want to be angry, when you want to be bitter, when you want to walk in the ways of the world, when you want to feel sorry for yourself, you get in the word of God and you say, no, this is what the word says, and I'm going to meditate on that, and I'm going to speak to myself in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, making melody in, come on, because it's the freedom that I'm standing in. How do I stand in my freedom? I become a doer of the word rather just a hearer. I become a disciple rather than just a believer. You might believe in God, but if you're doing things contrary to the word, you're not a disciple. And the first part of change is recognizing that this isn't working for me. I want to stand in freedom. I want what God, I want peace. I want joy. I want everything that God has promised. And it doesn't seem like it's working for me. It's working for everybody else, but it's not working for me. God must not like me. God loves you. But are you a believer or a disciple? Freedom doesn't come to believers. Freedom comes to disciples. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. A disciple is one in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the persecution, can turn and say, Lord, I know that you're where my help comes from. It's like Paul, you can say, I don't care what man does to me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Come on. A disciple, I'm going to do what he says to do. In spite of everything else, come on, he's my Lord. He's everything to me. Verse 33 says, they answered him and said, we're Abraham's descendants. We've never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Being a church doesn't make you free. Even this church. Come on. Being a certain group of people doesn't make you free. Why? Because your freedom or your identity is coming from the people that you're with, not the one whom you serve. I want to be free. Okay. Then Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. But we've already read that we're not slaves to sin, but we're slaves under righteousness. So when sin comes at us, what are we supposed to do? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. But listen, you're not going to receive that power if you're just a believer. You have to be a disciple. You have to determine His way first. I can't, listen, compromise is just the door to absolute slavery to the sin that you know. In Hebrews it says, don't let this sin so easily beset you. Come on, we've been freed from sin. We don't have to walk in it because He's taken it from us. But we have to put our mind on Him, become His disciple. Anybody getting anything this morning? Look at this. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. I'm a child of God. Come on. I'm a friend of God. I'm His child. I'm... Oh, glory to God. Verse 36 there says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, if this has the Son made you free? Come on, has Jesus done everything that's necessary for you to walk in freedom? Then you're free indeed. I said you're free indeed. You're free indeed. So you have to stand up in that freedom and you have to say, listen, lust, you no longer are my Lord. Come on. Whatever it is, you put whatever name is anger, you're no longer my Lord. I'm standing in the freedom that God has set me free. I'm a slave to righteousness. I refuse to be a slave to this anymore. in Jesus' name. Hate, I just absolutely rebuke you out of my life. I refuse. I'm going to walk in love. If it costs me my life, if everybody slaps in me, uses me, does whatever, I refuse to be burdened down by the bitterness and the shame and the guilt and all the mess that goes with that slavery to that sin. I am no longer going to make that comfortable for you, because I am living unto righteousness, because I'm a disciple of His. No matter the cost, no matter what other people think, I'm living for Jesus. Glory to God. If He said it, I'm doing it. If He said it, I believe it. I refuse anything different, because I'm going to live in freedom. Come on, I'm going to live in freedom. I refuse to be bound anymore. Some of us are walked back into the victim camp, and we're just walking around like, oh God. You know, nothing, I'm never good enough. Nothing's ever, you're puking on yourself. Listen, you're living in the vomit of the past you've been redeemed from. Start declaring who He is. Begin to demand of your mind that it worships God instead of complains about what other people have done. Begin to worship God and declare who He is and what He's made you to be, rather than what the world is telling you. Come on. Some of us are complaining of mistakes that we made, choices that we made, and we're reaping the fruit of it. Quit reaping the fruit if you'll quit sowing the seed. Come on. Sow seeds of righteousness and you'll receive righteousness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got to quit being wishy-washy and disciples, believers. Come on. I'm not going to live one way this day and another day I'm going to live that way. I'm not going to be happy this day and sad this day. I'm going to walk in joy, whether it's sadness around me or happiness around me. Joy is going to be the fruit that comes from my spirit, because I've been free from the flesh and I now live in the Spirit, and I'm a disciple of the Most High God. I live under the shadow of the Almighty. I will not be defeated. Glory to God. And I refuse. Everybody say refuse. I refuse to quit. I refuse to quit. I refuse to quit. Glory to God. I'm going to read Psalm 146 right quick and then we'll close. Hallelujah. Psalm 146. God is so good. He's so good. He has made our lives better than we're living them. Let me say that one more time. He's made our lives better than we're living them, because we have eternal life living on the inside of us. When I got born again, now I will say this. I think that there are people who are pseudo-Christians. And what I mean by that is that I'm not comparing myself to them, but what I'm saying is they think they're saved, but they're not saved. Because they've never really given their heart completely to the Lord. But when I got saved. I only say that because I've seen people who say a prayer, but they don't really have the fruit of being saved. But when I got saved because everything changed for me. When I thought one way, I thought a completely different way. I'm not saying I was perfect, but I was following after God no matter the cost. And it cost me some things. I couldn't do the things I used to do. You know, the things that were sin, leading to death. I couldn't do those anymore. How stupid to keep doing what's causing you pain. Come on. And when I say stupid, I say it lovingly and compassionately, because I want to get across to you that God's got better for you. God's got better for you. All right, let's read this and I'll praise the Lord, O my soul. I can't get past it. Praise the Lord, O my soul. You got to talk to yourself. You got to say, Bruce, praise the Lord. But I'm mad. Bruce, praise the Lord. But I'm angry. Bruce, praise the Lord. I'm hurt. Bruce, praise the Lord. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Come on, bless His holy name, whether you feel like it or not. Why? Because I'm a disciple of the Lord. I'm doing what He said to do. No matter what I feel, no matter that has no bearing on anything. If I want to be free, I've got to do what He says. Come on, bless, praise the Lord, O my soul. You know what? I can't praise for you. I can't worship for you. I can't thank God for you. Neither can your mama or your daddy or the praise team or anybody else. You've got to bring your heart to the table. While I live, I will praise the Lord. Ooh. While I live, I will praise the Lord. Are you all alive? Are you all alive? Come on. Then you ought to be praising the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, whom there is no help. His spirit departs and returns to the earth. In the very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is the Lord his God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that's within them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, who gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. He raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked He turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. If you want to live in freedom, you have to be His disciple. And one of the signs of discipleship is praise coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So freedom reigns in this house because we're in this house. Glory to God. I refuse to live in bondage to anything, and anything that's getting you toward bondage is because you're not standing in the place of freedom. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's just go before the Lord in prayer. If you're watching online, I just invite you to open your heart up right now and just receive what God has for you. If you're in bondage, if something is just crushing against you, you can be free, but you have to do it His way. You have to give everything to Him, and then you can't let words of that are contrary to His Word come out of your mouth, but you need to begin to praise Him and thank Him. It doesn't matter if it takes a month, a year, 10 years. Freedom is what I'm going to be destined to and walk in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank You for everybody that's listening. I thank You for the people here, the ones who are online. I ask You, God, to just speak to their hearts. I've done my best to convey what You asked me to convey. But Lord, it's Your heart, it's Your Spirit that will speak to each heart. And if you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the first step. And if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, but you're not walking with Him, come back. Understand that if you're walking as a slave when you should be a son, just turn around and walk the right way because He's for you. He's not against you. Just pray this with me, everybody in the house and everybody that's watching. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I know that You love me because You said You did. I know that You're for me because You said You were. I know that You've already blessed me because of the work of Jesus. So I believe in my heart. And so I'm saying with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. And God, as You raised Him from the dead, I'm identified with that resurrection. I've been made righteous. I've been made free in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah! 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 Freedom reigns in this house in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah! Thank you for watching in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, stand up and just praise Him for a minute. Hallelujah! 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 Just start praising Him for a minute. Just say, I may have been in bondage, but I'm coming out because the Son has set me free. I'm no longer walking in bondage. I refuse to act like that. I refuse to think like that. I refuse to be engaged in that any longer. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You. I'm coming after You with everything that I got. Lord, it's not one day here and one day there. Every day is pointed toward heaven. And in Jesus' name, I'm going to walk with You. I'm going to talk with You. I thank You, Lord, that You have freed me from the power of sin and darkness. I thank You, Lord, that You've translated me out of the kingdom of darkness, and I'm now walking in the kingdom of light. I thank You, God. I praise You, and I worship You. I give You honor and glory. Hallelujah. 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 I'm free. 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 Hallelujah! Good God Almighty, I'm free. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, worship Him, worship Him. In His presence, you'll see sickness go. In His presence, you'll see depression go. In His presence, you'll see all kinds of stuff just fall off in Jesus' name. Orate mando soka te debo aboroto makasibe eboroto mafebo to kosokoto amoroto befebo to kosakoto ebarata makata da kosokoto ebarata baba asaboko orataba. Linda had pain in her back, but Jesus healed her in Jesus' name. He healed her 2,000 years ago. And when I lay hands on her, that lie is going to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Inflation, go right now in Jesus' name. Every nerve, turn back right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, 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 yeah. Kidneys, I command you to work the way you're supposed to work in Jesus' name. I thank You for freeing my sister right now. Yeah! Woo! Glory to God. She's free in her heart. She's free in her body. She's free in her mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fire fall right now. Fire fall right now. Fire fall right now. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. If you need prayer, be happy to pray with you. Glory to God. We'll need help putting the chairs and everything away. But let's just sing this song as we go. You ready? Everybody with me. Everybody with me. I love You, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship You, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You sweet, sweet sound in Your ear. Now come on, sing it to Him. Sing it right to Him. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for our country, Lord. We just bless you. Help fix us up, God. We bless your name over America again. We're taking it for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Amen. If you need prayer, be happy to pray with you. Somebody will be up here, and God is going to meet every one of your needs in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.